Okay, everybody, my smartwatch, which is probably smarter than me, says it's 12 o'clock, so I suppose I better start. So obviously, thank you all very much for joining us this afternoon. And I realise, my belly realises it's lunchtime soon, so I'll try and keep us all on time. My name's Mark Hambleton. I'm the systems engineer for the whole lot of EMEA, covering the Microsoft Alliance with Veeam. So this is a new job for me, well, new-ish. It's hopefully part of a demonstration of the investment Veeam put into our alliances with Microsoft and with other global vendors, and obviously the community here that we're discussing. Hey, we've got some more. Come, mate. So, quick show of hands. Who here has at least heard of Veeam? You guys at the back, yeah, you can't, no cheating. People are excellent, so we're pretty good there. Who here is using either Veeam backup and replication? Yay! Veeam MP? So we've got a bit of work to do. That's good. So just to kind of give you a very quick overview of Veeam, our goal is to be a billion-dollar software company by 2018. Which, when I joined 4 years ago, seemed like a long way away, but it's not anymore. So hopefully, thank you very much for helping us get there. We're nearly a 2,000 employee company. And by the way, who here is either a Veeam partner or consultant? Eh? And who here is just an end user customer, end user organization, thinking about Veeam, using Veeam? Aha. So, thank you, end user customers. Thank you, our pro partners, for helping us work with our end user customers, of which we've got nearly 160,000, which is amazing. When I joined Veeam, we were about 30,000 customers. So it just goes to show how, you know, what we do in the marketplace is appreciated and hopefully, well respected. And over 9 million VMs. Protected. I've got marketing people in the back, so they'll probably complain I didn't say all these numbers, but look, it's basically we're going that way because all the stuff we do is hopefully really cool. So for those, again, who may need a wee bit of a history lesson, you know, our partnership with Microsoft and, more importantly, the Microsoft ecosystem, especially System Center, has been a very long-standing relationship. We've had products like our MP for System Center, or as it was known back in the day, NWorks, since 2008, which in IT terms is a long time. The company was only founded in 2006, so it's nearly the entire length of the company. We added support for Hyper-V in our backup replication products in 2011, which was the year I joined. It wasn't me that did it, I'll be honest, but it's nice to have that little personal link. And support for things like Azure and the Store Simple storage platform since last year. So again, from a customer standpoint, you know, we're really closely tracking all the developments and all of the innovations that Microsoft are bringing to the marketplace. So why is all this important? Again, when I joined Veeam, everybody thought of us as a backup vendor primarily. System Center was very key and important to us, but you know, they were seen as two separate things. System Center and MP was one side of the fence, and backup and replication was the other side of the fence. But as we've evolved, as our customers evolved, as our product set has become much more enterprise ready, as you saw from the sort of marketing overview slide, you know, we're used by, you know, a huge majority of the Fortune 500 companies now, big, massive corporations relying on us, as well as, you know, where our kind of core base used to be or historically has been in the SMB space. And the main reason I think that change has come about is because, you know, we've entered this stage of the always on business. You know, 24/7 operation, downtime is not acceptable, or minimizing downtime is highly important to most organizations, and the growth of data. You know, just looking at when I speak to the customers I used to work with a few years ago, they may have been backing up tens of terabytes of VMs. Now it's hundreds of terabytes of VMs. So this approach and this move to the modern data center with virtualization, the move to private cloud, modern storage technologies, the move perhaps away from the old-fashioned, well, not the old-fashioned, but the older style of just massive heterogeneous SANs to, you know, more agile and more flexible storage has meant that, you know, legacy backup solutions are, you know, not really fit for purpose anymore, or fit for purpose in this virtualized and cloud world. And the availability requirements have gone through the roof, hence this gap. And this is something that, again, has come back from our customers and hopefully will resonate with some of you guys, that, you know, that basically CIOs are saying the gap between what they used to accept from a backup solution or data availability solution and what they actually need is too big. And this is these are the you know, the kind of feedback you get, you know, unplanned maintenance, the cost of downtime. Again, these figures may or may not be the same for your organization. Sometimes it could be worse. I've spoken to companies in the finance sector that say, you know, we can actually down to the penny or the cent tell you how much downtime costs us. But either way, we know that it's not acceptable. So our solution is what we refer to as the modern data center, or availability for the modern data center. And basically, we break it down into five areas. How quickly can you recover? How can you reduce the risk of data loss? How can you verify what you've got is recoverable? And how can you then leverage that so you can do more agile things with your data and your patching? And how can you gain visibility? And obviously, the gain visibility piece is really the core of what we do in the System Center ecosystem. So, Veeam Backup Availability, one of our version 8s, because I did promise you two V8s in my presentation introduction, is the core of that. Veeam Availability Suite version 8 was released last year in 2014, if I remember correctly, around the October timeframe, or in October. The reason I say that is in Veeam speed, we work so fast, we're always innovating. Sometimes I lose track of time, or maybe it's the age, I don't know. But one of the key things, like I say, is this ability to do high-speed recovery. We have 80 ways to back up your data. When I say 80 ways, actually, we only use technically one way, which is we take a virtual machine image, be it a VMware or a Hyper-V virtual machine, and then we just store it in a Veeam backup file. Whoops. But from that, we can do instant VM recovery, file-based recovery. We have our explorers, and soon we'll be augmenting some of this capability as well. I'll talk about that soon. And what we can then do to recover data from Microsoft applications with our explorers for Exchange, SharePoint, Active Directory, and SQL. So when it comes to application level recovery, as I mentioned, we really just take one type of backup, a virtual machine image. But once we've done that for Exchange, we can mount that virtual machine image, as long as it's Exchange 2010 or above, and recover single items, entire mailboxes. We can do e-discovery. Out of interest, out of the people here who are using or selling Veeam, are you using the Explorers? Hands up. Only one? People, this is possibly, well, again, assuming you're running Exchange, possibly one of our most useful features. Classic example, you know, we have customers who are using this for e-discovery purposes. Not that long ago, we had a bit of an e-discovery requirement, which was, you know, one of the other backup vendors in the space did a kind of broad action against other vendors, saying that the way that backup was taken was something that they patented. We kind of got that bit. Well, we won that case, so we were sort of vindicated on there. But again, part of that was being able to go through and prove from our email records what information we had and what information we used internally. I'm not saying hopefully none of our none of you guys in the room will ever be in that situation, but I think just having that visibility, being able to know that what you've backed up is easily recoverable, easily searchable, is a very, very valuable feature. And the nice thing about Veeam is it's just included. It's not something you pay extra for. It's just part of the bundled solution. Same for SharePoint. So again, anyone who's using SharePoint? Yay. So the fact that you can back up your SharePoint farms very quickly and effectively, again, the virtualized elements of them with Veeam, all from a standard Veeam backup, and then restore that information very quickly search for it, restore it either back to where it came from or export it to other SharePoint farms for use is very useful. Active Directory. Hands up who may either accidentally or just through, you know, a hardware failure have lost records or lost information from an Active Directory farm or forest. Yes, you know, I'm like everybody else. I don't keyboard and drink, but, you know, I inadvertently press the wrong button every now and again. It's the sort of mistake you only hopefully make once. One of my customers in the finance sector had a consultant who managed to delete 1,600 records from their Active Directory forest. Unfortunately, it was before we brought out the Explorer, so it was in the days of version 7. Very expensive and costly error to put right. But again, with Veeam, you can restore those items you've deleted. We also restore them with all the original permissions, so things like passwords for user machine accounts and all that kind of good stuff are restored as well. Whoops. And finally, whoops, SQL Server. Probably a silly question here. Who's running SQL Server in their environment? Excellent. I thought I might be preaching to the choir here. But again, the great thing about with Veeam, we can very quickly and easily restore items from any virtualized SQL servers, 2005 or above, that you've backed up with Veeam. We also have the ability now to do an interactive log backup. So basically, we're backing up your SQL Server logs in between the times when we run our scheduled backups, which basically means you have the ability to restore individual or down to the transaction level with Veeam, which again is pretty cool. High-speed VM recovery. I won't take too much time on this. Hopefully, hands up, you've kind of heard of this feature we've got in Veeam before, where basically, yeah, because we're taking a virtual machine image, we can basically, if a VM fails, mount that virtual machine image, be it from a VMware or Hyper-V VM, run the virtual machine backup from the Veeam backup file, and then once we've done that, do a live migration, vMotion, back over to your production storage. So that's been our big party trick even before I joined Veeam, and that's been something that has always been part of our DNA. But when it comes to data loss avoidance, which, like I say, is the next pillar, the key thing really is the fact that because we are, you know, we've always had features like two-in-one backup, i.e. backup and replication built in into Veeam. We've added features like WAN acceleration, added tape support, Veeam Cloud Connect. Quick question, who's heard of Veeam Cloud Connect here? Oh, so a couple of people to share the good news with. And things like backup from storage snapshots, support for deduplicated storage platforms like EMC, Data Domain, and more, but I'll kind of allude to that a little bit later. I have to be careful because there's some senior managers in the back. But yes, there is more coming on that space, and enhancements in replication. It means that really trying, you know, closing that availability gap, as you can recall from the original slide, where, you know, taking time to restore from a failure or taking time to bring systems back up, you know, with especially with replication, is something you can so easily avoid, if not eliminate, with Veeam, that you know, it makes life so much easier. So, talking on that, we've borrowed an idea called the 3-2-1 rule, which is basically saying that backing up data is great, obviously. We kind of make tools that do that. But ideally, you know, customers, partners need to make a sort of much more holistic view of what data availability means. At a simple sense, if they're backing up data, or that's your primary primary source of protecting your environment and bringing your systems back in the event of a failure, you need three copies of the data: the production copy, a backup, and a copy of the backup. They should be on two different types of media, so i.e. two separate types of either disk or disk and tape, or disk in one place, disk in another place, that are totally separated. One great example of that is something like Microsoft Store Simple. So for, again, as we know, our friends at Microsoft are really keen to encourage their customers and their partners to use Azure as a way of getting in either a toehold into the cloud or giving you that ability to have a DR site if you don't perhaps have two physical sites of your own. And have one of those copies off-site. And a great place to have that off-site copy is Azure, for example. Again, other clouds are available. But certainly, our partnership with Microsoft means that we're certainly very keen to make sure that customers and partners who are working with Microsoft and the Azure portfolio can leverage that with Veeam as well. So let's run through perhaps some of the ways you might want to leverage Azure and the Veeam technology stack to give you that 3-2-1 capability. So the easiest way is if you're invested or you're looking at either this Microsoft Store Simple platform, you could use Store Simple as a Veeam repository. Repository is a terminology we use for the storage that we stick our backup files onto. And the great thing about Store Simple is if you put one in your environment, it just looks like regular Windows addressable disk. The nice thing, if you are either a partner or a customer looking at the Store Simple platform, is because of our partnership with Microsoft, we are, as far as I'm aware, still the only backup platform that have been certified and have a joint solution document and configuration guide available on how you can basically use Veeam and Microsoft Store Simple. So that's something to bear in mind. The second way, which for a long time was possibly the only way, is if you build some Veeam infrastructure. Again, Veeam is a Windows-based application. You can quite easily provision virtual machines. I'm just checking my time. Yeah, Veeam virtual machines in Azure. You can very quickly and easily just spin up a VPN connection and point your Veeam backup files at that infrastructure stored or hosted, rather, in Azure. The third way, and this is something especially useful for our partners, but obviously as Veeam end-user customers as well, useful to be aware of, is we have some technology we introduced to version 8 called Cloud Connect. And what Cloud Connect is all about is allowing our Veeam partners to build some Veeam back-end infrastructure, basically Veeam repositories, in a cloud infrastructure. That cloud infrastructure can quite happily be Azure, and we actually make it quite easy to do that in Azure. And then pass that out to their end user customers, and they can basically have secure, multi-tenanted Veeam backup infrastructure hosted in Azure, which they can then offer their customers at very, cheap, but very affordable prices. And probably more importantly, it makes it very easy to manage, which is, again, helps keep costs down for both our partners delivering services using Veeam Cloud Connect and our Veeam end user customers who want to consume that. So with these three technologies or these three solutions, it makes it very easy to have an externalized copy of your Veeam backup files, which you can then obviously use to improve your availability and obviously your agility should you have the need to restore files or restore infrastructure. So Store Simple, as I said, we are currently the only backup solution which is supported by Microsoft. I think that's a really strong endorsement of the strength of the partnership between Veeam and Microsoft. And obviously, if you're an end user customer, it means that you've got that assurance that if you deploy a Store Simple with Veeam, you've got a solution that's been tested, certified, and supported. If you're a Microsoft partner, it gives you yet another solution that you can offer to your customers to make life that bit easier and very quickly provision systems which give one a very scalable solution, because obviously with Azure at the back end, your local backup storage is a Store Simple. Those backups just go to that local tier of Store Simple storage. And then as those backups age, they are then shifted off to Azure, which kind of gives you that never-ending bucket of storage to store your Veeam backup files on, which is really, really simple to use and very, very powerful. We have actually a couple of case studies, one with Mazda and another one from TechEd 2014, which is a video presentation with a company called Fortescue Metals based in Australia. Their scenario is they are a mining company. They have branch offices. They have mines all over Australia in various fairly remote locations. And because they needed that ability to have something that was very simple to administer, main thing is, as you can imagine with mines, not a great need for a lot of IT expertise, but you just want something that's easy to use, pretty much self-managing, but can scale out and give you that DR capability in case something goes horribly wrong with the local infrastructure. As I mentioned, we have some configuration guides available. So if you're interested in those and the presentation will be available, just click on the link and it will take you straight there. Verified protection. Again, one of the key things that we've had in Veeam almost all the time I've been here, so we had Shore Backup when I joined, Shore Replica came on afterwards, is this ability that because of the way we back stuff up, because of the flexible solutions we've got around restoring information, we can basically help customers and our partners build solutions where our backup data is tested and our replication data is tested on a daily basis, should they need to, or certainly for their most critical backups. With verified protection, we're using the same technology I mentioned earlier about instant VM recovery, but basically on a schedule, you can set up a job where once you've done your daily backups for your most critical VMs, you can spin those VMs up in our virtual lab, which is basically an isolated resource pool, and test those virtual machines for, does the VM start, does the OS start, does the application start, and then report on it. For a lot of customers, this is something that they have the capability to do, but don't always actually implement. In fact, I'm going to ask you guys, show of hands, anyone who's running Veeam currently, are you using our Shore backup technology at all? People, please. Well, again, for some organizations, it's not an urgent requirement, but certainly, it's something that if it's one of those jobs on the back burner. I know I've got lots of jobs on the back burner. It might be something to, when you've got a bit of downtime, or when I say downtime, some less urgent time to have a look into, because it really does help customers and our partners have that reassurance that the infrastructure that they've implemented with Veeam, which says it's doing what it says it says it's doing, really is doing that. And I think, again, the main reason I stress this is because it's something, as far as I'm aware, that even this day and age, very few of our competitors, if any, can really do as effectively as we can do. And the nice thing is, with Veeam, it is very easy. The same technology, by the way, is available for our replicated VMs. So if you're using Veeam to replicate VMs from site A to site B, for VMware, you can currently do that with Shore Replica. And you can spin those VMs up and test them. More importantly, once you've spun those VMs up and tested them in the virtual lab, you can have them available so you can actually use them to do some actual testing and some real-world sort of simulation against. And I think for a lot of customers, that's something that is, again, sorely lacking in a lot of environments. As I mentioned there, you can access those VMs and interact with them once you've spun them up in the virtual lab. So, as I mentioned, we've got this virtual lab technology. So the great thing about it is once you've spun those VMs up, you can do this as well without doing a Shore backup test. You can just ad hoc spin virtual machines up in a lab for testing purposes. You can access those and use the capabilities of those virtual machines for testing scenarios, patch testing. We've even had customers who use this for staff training. As we mentioned, I had that customer who inadvertently had a consultant come on site and delete 1,600 items from their AD forest. Perhaps if they'd have leveraged something like, our virtual lab capability, they could have said to the consultant, hey, I'm sure you know what you're doing. in inverted commas, but before we do this in the production environment, why don't we test it in the virtual lab first? We'll spin up our backup of our Active Directory servers. You can show me what you want to do or test what you want to do, and then before we, you know, do it in production, we can make sure there isn't going to be any impact, i.e. deleting 1,600 records from our Active Directory forest. So these kind of real-world scenarios do happen, and I'm not saying Veeam is going to be the answer to all of your problems, but it does help answer a lot of them if you use it in the right way, or can help. A few tricks and tips. Quick question, show of hands, who's VMware in their environment? Okay. Who's Hyper-V in their environment? Hyper-V wins. So for those guys who are running Hyper-V, just a few recent tips and tricks that I often find and share with customers when I speak to them. We do have a recommended list of hotfixes to deploy on your Hyper-V servers that help Veeam run more effectively. Change block tracking, something we introduced when we released Hyper-V support in 2011. There can be a few little troubleshooting tips for customers who are doing backups and they then discover that the Hyper-V change block tracking capabilities aren't always running on those VMs. So again, here's a Veeam knowledge base article which details how you can fix that. Hyper-V guest processing. Now, I've kind of skipped over it because I'm, again, one for time, and two, hopefully, some of you guys have got exposure to Veeam already. When we back up virtual machines, we leverage things like the VSS layer in Windows so that we can do application-aware backups, i.e., you know, if we're backing up something like SQL, like Exchange, we're doing that in a way that is fully application and crash consistent. If you find you're backing up those type of virtual machines and you're getting an error message saying that the VSS truncation didn't correctly occur, this is a very useful knowledge base article which runs through some tricks and tips on how to fix that, mainly around making sure the Hyper-V integration services are correctly installed and up to date. So, I did promise you two V8s, and sadly they aren't, you know, Lamborghinis parked outside, but in a matter of an hour and a half or so, give or take, and I've got Mr. Alec King sitting in the back, who's the product manager for our System Center Management Pack, sitting in the back of the room there. So I won't say he's responsible, but, you know, we have version 8 of our Management Pack for System Center launching today-ish. And like I said, it's ready when it's ready, hopefully today. So what's in that V8? So some of the key things, support for vSphere, or full support for vSphere 6. Management view, the morning coffee report. Apologies, Alec, I didn't have a chance to put TM on there, but you know, hopefully you'll forgive me for that. The morning coffee report is basically a fantastic infrastructure summary, i.e. when you get in the office in the morning, have your cup of coffee or whatever you, whatever's your chosen beverage. I am a coffee person, but being British, I probably should have a cup of tea. You can fire off this report, we'll have this report run for you, and it will tell you basically what's changed, you know, in the last 24 hours, what infrastructure is perhaps a little bit stressed, what things are good, which is hopefully most of them, and what things are kind of not so good, and what things are red and like, okay, you know, hurry up, finish your coffee, put that biscuit down and get on and sort out the infrastructure so everything's running as it should be. Planning your journey to the hybrid cloud. I've mentioned Azure more than once today. Obviously, as we mentioned, you know, Microsoft's direction of travel is, you know, everything mobile and then everything to the cloud. For those customers and partners who are looking to move workloads into Azure, with our hybrid cloud reports, you'll be able to look at the VMs in your infrastructure, size them as the appropriate Azure sort of bucket. Is it an A1? Is it an A8? Is it a GS? Whatever. And, you know, this will give you the information that you need to understand and predict how those workloads could be moved into Azure and what size virtual infrastructure you'll need. Because let's face it, our friends at Microsoft want you to move to Azure, but when you do, they will send you a bill. And you want to know how big that bill is going to be. This is a very quick screen grab to kind of give you an overview of what the Azure report looks like. So it gives you a view of how many virtual CPUs you've got. Unfortunately, I couldn't fit the whole report in because, as with most of our reports, it's very comprehensive. But it'll give you a view of how much memory you've got allocated, how much memory you're actually using. So that way you can have a view of, you know, what those VMs will actually break down into if you want to move those or start selectively migrating stuff into the cloud. Right-sizing enhancements. So one of the key things, and we've had this in MP for a long time, is the ability to actually get a view of what you've allocated versus what you actually use. And those things are very, very different in most environments. So you can correctly size your VMs, find the VMs that are oversized, undersized, and now you've got the ability as well to put in some customizable settings. So you can say, actually, yes, I see MP is telling me this, but I want to be a little bit more aggressive, or a little bit more conservative. Perhaps I'm not quite really ready to, you know, shrink everything down as aggressively as I could do, or perhaps I want to be more aggressive so that you can make sure that the application owners who are asking you to provision all these VMs and manage all these VMs for you, you know, aren't actually, you know, pushing their luck. Reports on how your snapshots are doing and your Hyper-V checkpoints. Again, as a Veeam SE, I'm often asked by customers to help troubleshoot, and our partners to help troubleshoot deployments they've already made. You know, being able to understand the status of snapshots has a massive effect on performance, can have a massive effect on the reliability of backups, and being able to pinpoint that information and work out which VMs have snapshots, which might be past their sell-by date, for a better expression, is something that's really useful. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, we're not either a management company or a backup company anymore, we are an availability company. And when I speak to customers and partners, that's the message that we get fed back. It's not just us, you know, plucking an idea out of the air. The reason we stress this is because with MP, you know, we're improving and enhancing the reporting we've got for Veeam backup and replication, and also things like the Cloud Connect components. Fortunately, in the slides, I hadn't actually been able to kind of detail how Cloud Connect works, but in essence, you deploy a Veeam repository in a cloud infrastructure such as Azure, then deploy something called a Veeam Cloud Connect Gateway, which is basically where your end user customers, or if you are an end user customer, where you're given credentials to log in via your service provider, so you can start sending copies of your Veeam backups from your on-premises environment to a Veeam Cloud Connect Gateway. If you're using things like our WAN acceleration, being able to understand, you know, what the throughput of that Cloud Connect Gateway is, how those Cloud Connect Gateways and repositories are working, is pretty critical. And again, if you're using Veeam MP, you get much more enhanced information on that infrastructure. Veeam Hyper-V Task Manager. Has anybody used this? It's a freebie, by the way, for our Hyper-V customers in the room. No shows of hands? Okay, well, first things first, go grab it. Second things second, if you are an MP customer already, or potential MP customer, we're going to chuck it in there anyway. So the great thing is, if you're trying to really get some in-depth metrics on the performance of your hosts and the VMs on those hosts, the Hyper-V Task Manager is a great way to do that. We're enhancing monitoring and alarms for vCenter. So configuration, health, certificates, hardware components, all that kind of cool stuff. And some other cool stuff and new dashboards and widgets. More heat maps. We were discussing last night, potentially over a beer, some ways we could, you know, in future versions, make the heat maps more exciting. My idea was to have flames on there. I think that's possibly pushing it a little bit far. But, you know, the stuff we have added really adds some great value, so you can understand how your environment is changing over time, what's critically affecting performance and what isn't. So, I won't say to wrap up, because there's more to go, and I've got about 20 odd minutes to go. Really, where we're coming from is looking at the whole availability picture. The backup side, the replication side, is the easy thing to fix. And when I say the easy thing to fix, with the, our tagline is, it just works. So, look at what the recovery requirements are, and if rapid recovery is what you need, 96% of customers who deployed Veeam, and this is based on, an external research done by ESG, 96% of those Veeam recoveries are done within SLAs, compared to 78% using competing solutions. So again, that's hopefully an easy win. If you're looking to reduce data loss, our near continuous data protection, streamline recovery, we've mentioned things like our instant recovery capabilities, our explorers, so if you're recovering application information, that can be done very quickly and easily. And again, 83% of Veeam customers, again, based on the same externally commissioned survey, are finding that they're more confident in their backup solution than they were with their previous solution. And again, I think as a Veeam consultant, Veeam system engineer, that's what I love about the job, is I can stand in front of people like yourselves and confidently say these things because I've worked with the product for over 4 years and I've seen what it can do in the field. And I've seen how our partners have deployed solutions with Veeam, which have exceeded their customers' expectations. You can test how recoverable your data is. And again, something within Veeam we take a little bit for granted, but the fact that if you want to, you can spin up every virtual machine you back up, or just the ones that are most important to you, most critical. With our replication capability, and this is something we introduced with version 8, we've got failover plans, so you can actually say, if I have a failure, I'm going to fail these VMs first, they're most critical, then these VMs, then those VMs, so that you can plan and rehearse and orchestrate how your recovery will happen, I think, again, is really critical and can't be overstated. And again, the facts speak for themselves. 71% of Veeam customers reported improved reliability of backups compared with other solutions. I think that, for me, is something that's really, a critical factor and a very important, sometimes overlooked factor. You've spent all this time as a customer or a partner deploying Veeam, being able to then take the extra step and leverage that information, use our virtual lab capabilities, our shore backup capabilities to test things before you do them in reality, to rehearse scenarios is something really important. And again, 84% of our customers have said the virtual lab has saved them time by preventing problems. And sad but true, problems happen. But if you can either avoid them, mitigate them, or hopefully with some of our solutions and your creativity, avoid them altogether, you can't put a value on that. And our proactive monitoring and alerting capabilities with Veeam MP. We also have another product called Veeam One for standalone deployments or for smaller environments. But certainly the alliance between, or the integration rather, between both our backup and replication technologies and our monitoring reporting capabilities, especially with MP, has been really critical. And 71% of customers say that their risk awareness has improved once they deployed Veeam monitoring reporting tools. And I think that is, again, something that a lot of other solutions in the marketplace just don't offer you. So, I've spoken about kind of where we are. What's around the corner? For those of you who may have known us for a while, no, we don't exactly do roadmaps, but, as stuff is ready when it's ready, we'll start telling you about it. And so we've got some stuff which is nearly ready, so I can tell you a little bit about it. we will be releasing version 9 of Veeam Availability Suite, or Veeam Backup and Replication, which is why I was really grateful I could take advantage of the new release coming out today and you know, our existing products to give you that snappy title of, you know, turbocharge your data center with two V8s, because let's face it, in probably a couple of months' time, I won't be able to get away with that one. With version 9, we're bringing out a few features that have been either requested by customers or, you know, some things that we've been really keen to bring to the marketplace. Integration with EMC snapshots. So for customers out there, as a point, quick question, anyone running EMC VNX storage? Yay! We have a winner. So certainly for customers running EMC VNX, you'll be able to leverage the performance improvements and restore improvements that you've got by our integration with snapshots for your VMware environment. Veeam Cloud Connect replication. So I mentioned Cloud Connect as a solution for allowing our partners to deliver very low cost or very cost effective DR capabilities for Veeam backups. We'll be able to do a very similar thing with replication. Enterprise level enhancements for explorers, I'll speak a bit about those as well, and some other enterprise features. So a standalone console, so rather than having to log directly onto the Veeam virtual, the Veeam backup machine to actually administer your Veeam backups, you'll be able to deploy a console on your own PC, and some other remote office and branch office enhancements. So, Veeam Cloud Connect Replication. As I mentioned, we have a mission to make, to close the availability gap, to mean that if you do have an outage, either a single VM, you know, a host, a storage solution, or, you know, heaven forbid, an entire site, you'll be able to very quickly and easily recover from that outage. So the next step that we've got in the path of doing that is allowing our partners and service providers to basically provision virtualized infrastructure, you know, in their data center or you know, in their cloud solution, and then replicate virtual machines from there via the Veeam Cloud Connect Gateway. The main reason we're utilizing this technology is, one, obviously, with our Cloud Connect capabilities for backup and replication, it's tried and tested technology. Two, it means it makes it very simple. There will be no requirement for a VPN, and we'll automatically encrypt any replicated VMs for you. As you say here, it's a battle-tested solution. It's based on the same infrastructure as Veeam Cloud Connect for backups. So again, if you're a service provider either looking to develop these kind of offerings for your customers, or you're a Veeam end-user customer who's looking for cost-effective ways that they can get that additional capability to have replicated virtual machines in their environment, replicated outside of their environment, then this will give you that capability. And also, we're using the same WAN acceleration technology that we brought out with Veeam version 7, but also augmented when we brought out version 8 in Cloud Connect Gateway, to mean that over slow bandwidth connections, you'll still be able to take advantage of this new feature. Backups from storage snapshots, or off storage snapshots. We've had that capability since version 7, well, actually 6.5 for HP storage and version 7 for HP 3-pass storage. With version 8 last year, we added that capability for NetApp. And with version 9 later this year, we're going to add it for EMC VNX storage and VNXE storage arrays. So, gentlemen in the corner over there, if you're interested, let us know. We'll be more than happy to share some information on that on you. Veeam Explorer for Oracle. As this is a kind of Microsoft-focused event, I'm probably, you know, I'm going to ask anyway. Anyone here use or support Oracle in their environment? Yay! Again, we have another winner. So again, for customers or partners supporting Oracle databases, if they're virtualized, you'll be able to very quickly and easily restore them in the same kind of way as you can with our Microsoft SQL Explorer. We'll also support things like log replays. We'll have support for Oracle Automatic Storage Management. We'll also link into RMAN. So again, we can receive logs and store those as part of your Veeam backups from other locations. And again, built-in agentless log archiving. So I think for a lot of customers, like I say, we've had this similar type of capability for SQL Server since version 8. Very well received, very well liked by our customer base. We're giving you sort of equivalent capabilities for Oracle as well. Veeam Explorer for Storage Snapshots, again, been around a while, but as with all these things, at Veeam, I won't say, you know, we never settle, but we kind of, you know, we always like to then, you know, look at how we can improve and enhance those capabilities. One of the key things that we're going to allow customers to do is all of that instant recovery and virtual lab stuff that I mentioned earlier, which, you know, like I say, sometimes we take a little bit for granted in Veeam land and think, eh, it's old news, old hat, you know, we want to talk about the new stuff. We're going to add those capabilities for snapshots. I think the nice thing about this is if you're taking storage-based snapshots of your LUNs with production VMs on, you'll basically be able to do all that on-demand testing, the virtual lab capabilities from a storage snapshot. Again, less impact on your host, less impact on your virtual infrastructure, and just gives you that ability to do all of these kind of cool things like exchange, item level recovery, database, SQL table recoveries, all that kind of good stuff from a snapshot with very low RPOs. So again, great stuff. And again, my friend over there with the EMC VNX, you'll be able to do this stuff too. Yeah. Tape support. Way back when I joined Veeam, we were all about disk, and we are still all about disk. And tape was something that we didn't need, but you know, we live in a virtualized and cloud world. Going to tape is old school, old hat, old news. I won't say we saw the light, but you know, based on customer feedback, and again, I'll have a room full of Veeam customers, partners, and hopefully potential Veeam customers. You know, we listened, and they said, "Yes, Veeam, we see, we agree with you. Backing up to disk is the way to go, or the ideal solution. But we have a requirement either for compliance or just our own peace of mind, trusted, tried and trusted technology. We want to go to tape." So we introduced tape support back in version 7. We improved it in version 8. And guess what? In version 9, we're going to improve it even further. The key thing is we're going to have support for things like multi-streaming and built-in tape support for GFS, grandfather, father, son, retention management. Again, you know, hands up, we admit it. We were new to, or tape was a new technology for us. You know, we wanted to deliver useful capabilities. We wanted to deliver stuff that worked. So we took a step-by-step approach. We introduced basically, you know, fairly straightforward but basic tape support. Like I say, we've augmented it with version 8 and with version 9. We're going to take that those enhancements even further. Some more features. Bit of an eye chart, but I've kind of highlighted the ones that I think are probably most important. So for the Veeam Explorer for Exchange, which I mentioned earlier, we're going to improve reporting, so you can see what's been exported where to, where from, what kind of search criteria were used. With our Explorer for Active Directory, we're going to allow you to restore things like DNS records, group policy objects, and have support for configuration partition objects. For SharePoint, full site and site collection restores for SharePoint farms. SQL Explorer, table level restores for SQL databases, and remote staging for SQL Explorer and SharePoint restores. The standalone console, this is something that a lot of our customers have been asking for a long time. And as I mentioned, it's basically the ability to not have to use the Veeam backup server directly or RDP onto it to administer and set up your Veeam backup jobs. We have had an enterprise manager for a long time, which is basically a web-based console. But there are some limitations if you want to do kind of very intricate job management in what you can do and what you can see. So by giving customers the ability to basically have a standalone console they can restore on their own desktop PC, means that, you know, again, you'll have that ability. And, you know, we're going to have some capabilities so you can't have three or four people logging in to the same console or logging into separate consoles and trying to change the same job. You know, there's going to be some user management there. But basically, having that ability to separate the admin console from the server, I think, is, again, one of the features, I think, that really helps us prove our enterprise credentials. We're also going to have support for, or improve support for NFS. So in other words, you can improve data processing and backup directly from NFS primary storage using our own proprietary NFS client, something a lot of people have been very excited about. Oh, and did I mention, we've kind of also diversified a little bit. We have an endpoint backup solution. So I hate to, you know, kind of burst everyone's bubble about the death of the desktop and the death of the laptop, but we all kind of still have them and still have to drag them around the place. And more importantly, we all kind of have to, you know, have some data protection. Sad but true, you know. Until we had endpoint, how often did I back up my laptop? Not very often. Now I have endpoint, I can just back my laptop up very quickly, very easily, set it up either on a schedule to back up either to just a plugin or external hard drive, a network share, or a Veeam backup repository. And of course, being a Veeam techie, I happen to have a Veeam backup repository at home. But if you don't, you know, again, some of the stuff we're doing with Cloud Connect might be of interest. Basically, to summarize, Veeam Endpoint Backup Free Edition gives you the ability to, you know, back up your desktop, Windows machine. We've just released version 1.2, which has support for Windows 10. Hurrah! Because guess who's running Windows 10? And guess who then thought, ah, I've just broken my own backup thing. But now I've fixed it again because I've updated. It's basically for backing up data that's not stored on corporate servers. And again, I know we all have SharePoint and things like that, and we all have network drives and all that good stuff. But it is scary, even when I look at my laptop, the amount of stuff, which, you know, isn't necessarily corporate critical, but is Mark Hambleton critical, that I've got on my laptop, which isn't, you know, protected, or it wasn't, rather, until I had endpoint. Also useful for branch office and remote office scenarios. The number one question, whoops, we generally get is, can I back up a server with it? Yeah, you can. Should you? Again, IT professionals, use your best judgment. If it's a SQL server running some, you know, very business critical solution, Veeam Endpoint isn't the way to go. If it's that one or two of those small handful of file servers which aren't perhaps doing a great deal of stuff, sat in a corner somewhere, too much like hard work to virtualize or decommission them, sure, endpoint backup would be quite happily back those up. We support server-wise anything from 2008 R2 or above. So again, if it's that old decrepit sort of Windows 2003 server which you should have decommissioned on the 15th of July, but let's face it, we live in the real world, doesn't always happen. Can you back it up with endpoint? Unfortunately not, but you know, again, as IT professionals, I'm sure you can work with your management to work out what you want to do about things like that. Migrate that to a new UF server or put it somewhere else. Is that data that critical? Can you just archive it and put it, you know, throw that server, I won't say in the bin, but, you know, send it to a retirement. And I've got 5 minutes. Veeam SCP or Fast SCP for Microsoft Azure. Again, quick show of hands. Anyone here either using or playing with infrastructure in Azure? You don't count. Well, sir, if you've had the following challenges, i.e. trying to copy large files in and out of Azure from your sort of local infrastructure, can be a little bit painful. You can do it with RDP, but it isn't always 100% reliable. You've got a 2 gig limit, and it can be kind of slow. You can use VHDs, and I'm sure, again, with such esteemed techies in the room, that's probably not beyond your capabilities, but it's not exactly easy. we have a fix for you, or a solution for you, and that's FastSCP. It's a free, yes, so you heard it right, free tool you can use to basically copy files securely from your on-prem infrastructure up to Azure, designed, you know, for IT admins, developers who are looking to leverage VMs they've got in Azure, and basically there is sort of no integration with our existing portfolio. It's a standalone tool, you know, which we're giving away to our, you know, to the community, but it's designed specifically to copy files, information in and out of Azure VMs. So we don't talk directly to blob storage, but if you've got Azure VMs, it's the way to go. It's downloadable from this URL, govim.com/azure. And basically, this is what it gives you, that ability without any VPNs to move and manually copy files. You can schedule files. There's some great blog posts out there from, again, some community members who've been using this to schedule copies. I'm not going to use the B word, i.e. backup, but, you know, to schedule copying files from off and on Azure VMs. And it's, you know, wizard-driven. And as I've been learning, as I've taken up this Microsoft Alliance role with Veeam, you know, PowerShell is the answer to nearly all your problems. But every now and again, my brain doesn't work. And if I've got a nice, you know, wizard-driven GUI, you know, I can just get stuff done. So, getting close to wrapping up. Like I say, 7 years of innovation. We don't do a forward-facing roadmap, but we do sort of a reverse roadmap showing you all the points of innovation. Again, because we've got some new stuff coming out, I can't show you all of the innovation points going into 2015, but as you can imagine, probably in about 2 or 3 months' time, this chart is going to be even more crowded with stuff we brought to the marketplace and new innovations to make life easier for both our partners and our customers. And we've won the odd award or 80, which I think is kind of nice. Again, when I joined the company, we were probably about a quarter of the way through that list of awards. But the nice thing is these are awards that are given to us by either our customers or our partners voting for us, or awards that our customers have won by leveraging our technology. So I think that's a really strong endorsement of the capabilities, the drive we've got within Veeam to basically give our customers and our partners the best tools to bridge that availability gap. So, in case you hadn't noticed, Mr. King at the back there will be busy tomorrow morning, bright and early, discussing with you how to travel in time. I'll be honest, you know, he does have a bit of a look of a Time Lord about you there, if you don't mind me saying so, Alec. I think the accent does help, but yes, you know, judging by the current Doctor Who. But yes, tomorrow morning in the Miami room, you can hear Alex share all the cool stuff. For those of you who haven't done so already, you were hopefully given a card on the way in. If you weren't, feel free to pop down to our booth. But we do have a prize draw tomorrow. We're giving away three dual SIM Nokia Lumia phones. So be the envy of all your friends. I've got 2 minutes. Thank you very much for your time. But if there are any questions, wow, I'm impressed and a little bit scared, because that either means you haven't got questions or you're going to collar me later and grill me. But please feel free. As the saying goes, I'm here all week, or at least till tomorrow. I'd like to thank our fellow sponsors. We're nice in the middle there, but obviously Cirrusen, Microsoft, and ITNet for putting on such a great show, and the other sponsors as well for helping support this community. We need your feedback, so please use the app or go online and let us know what you think. Hopefully nice things. And I think, yay, blank screen, that's me done. Thank you all very much. Enjoy lunch.